Thanks for the introduction. So yeah, today I want to talk about a new tool I'm doing in my spare time. It's called Subpatch, that I want to present to you today. For me, I'm an embedded system developer. I'm doing Android embedded stuff and Yocto embedded stuff. But this project I'm doing for fun, so I'm doing my jacket away, my company jacket away, and now here have the FOSDEM, the fun part now begins. What is Subpatch? So here is the website. So I have not brought any slides today. I show the website, so I will just read out the website out loudly to you today and show maybe some commands. So I heard that you should repeat everything that is important, so call to action first. If you have questions, if you have feature requests or something like that, please join on Matrix. I've created a channel there. There are currently just one member in this channel. This is me. Please join. Or go to GitHub, open an issue, or you can email me, or you can also meet me then outside. So what I will do today, present the call of action. Please contact me. I will go through the homepage. I will maybe do a short showcase of the tool, and again repeat the call to action, so you know it. So let's start with the home page. It works. So Subpatch, fearless multi-repository, manage, stay relaxed. So this is the tool I envision that does multi-repository managed right. Multi-repository management means that you are dealing with multiple Git repositories at once. They should behave like a Git. Like a big repository. So if you are currently using Git submodules or repo is a tool by Google using for the AOSP, the Android Open Source Project, and you are frustrated. Everyone using Git submodules and it's a pain? Yeah, my tool will be hopefully better. So if interested, please email me. Important point, Subpatch is not production ready. I say it's currently an alpha stage, a prototype, but please try it out and give feedback, and based on your feedback, I will develop, or we together will develop the tool further. Quick start, you need to be in a Git repository for now. Then you download a Python script. This is currently the prototype. It's just a Python script you download. Then you make the script executable, and then you can use the script. This is the add command, so this adds a sub-repository, a sub-project into your super project. So here it's Google Test. Google Test is the sub-project, and the super project is the project, the Git repository your command line is currently in. So that's for the terminology. You have for subprojects, you have here the URL. Here, for example, you clone the Google Test repository and code. Here, that's the path where you are cloning into, so the local path in your super project. And you can also specify a revision. In that case, it's the version number, which is a Git tag, but it can also be a branch. Then you can call subpatch status to see what's going on in your repository. Then you commit your changes if it's all right and builds. And then you can also call Git status again to see what's have changed. So what are the intended use cases for my tool? So you can use it to assemble a monorepository from multiple Git repositories, or whether you can, or if you want to integrate a third-party dependency in your code base, which as source files. So without application package manager like npm or cargo, if you want to just include the source files, you can also now use, or when it's ready, subpatch. And if you want to maintain a local fork of an upstream project, so it's sometimes, at least in the embedded space, it's often the case that you use a library, you use a Linux kernel, but it does not work out of the box for your device or for your target, and then you have to apply fixes and features, and then we are maintaining local forks of the projects. And with subpatch, this will be also possible to maintain a linear path stack based on an upstream project. Concept and design, based on git add, so the files of the subproject are added just as is into the super project, so like unpacking a tarball or zip file. in most cases, these sub-projects will be just Git repositories, but I envision that they can boil also tarballs or Mercurial repositories or S4N repositories, everything that should work. For the design, the metadata is in a Git config style format because it's easy and well known, and you can maintain a local fork with a linear pet stack, and subpatch will help you to maintain this linear pet stack. And importing new versions, for example, for feature new features in the subproject or bug fixes, subpatch should have a subpatch update command to also incorporate these new features from the subproject. So the main difference to other tools is that other tools, for example, like Git submodules, repo by Google, CAS is by Siemens for Yocto projects, and REST is by Cepha for Cepha projects. These tools deal with multiple Git repositories that are cloned onto your local checkout, and you have multiple Git repositories in your local checkout. And the main difference to subpatch is that subpatch will only on your local checkout will have one Git repository, and that is your super project. And this is a lot simpler. There's also more comparison here. When I click on this link, I have more comparison for that. So website and documentation. So here you are seeing the website. This is the homepage. There also will be new releases announced on the release notes page. It's fast here. For example, I have already 3 releases in the alpha stage, so not production ready. And again, yeah, supporting. If you want to have support or want to post feature requests, join Matrix, go on GitHub, or email me. Code and license. Yeah, the code is on GitHub in this repository. I license the source code or will license the source code as GPL2 only. Why I'm doing this, it's the same license the Linux kernel is using, and the Git is also using the same license. Again, open source, the website is licensed with Creative Commons. Yeah, if you contribute, please add your sign-off. Also the same practice as Git users and the Linux kernel users. But yeah, please do not look too much into the code. So it's a prototype. I written it from scratch very, very quickly. It works. I have a good test coverage, but roughly I have 10 to do, per 10 lines of code, I have 1 to-do comment. So yeah, I have a lot of to-do comments in the code yet. Nevertheless, feedback is welcome. And yeah, open source warranty disclaimer, as also seen in the Git. In the GPL version 2. So on the left side, you have the menu. I've written an introduction to the multi-repository problem. I have written about my personal history about the multi-repository problem. I started to have this issue, I think now 9 years ago. And this where I explain what I have seen in the wild, for example, the repo tool, Git submodules. Everyone knows Git subtree? Yeah, and I also don't like it. And here I'm trying to explain what problems I see with all these tools and why a new tool, subpatch, I think it's needed. Okay, and I also have a page about requirements. So what are the requirements for a new tool I envision? I listed what I have 12 requirements, and I also document my design decisions. So I want to be upfront, very transparent, what I'm doing with the tool, where it's going the direction, and why I've done that. Yeah. Okay, and we have 5 minutes, so we can do a demo. I have a tutorial how to install it. You can also install it with pip, so you don't have to download the standalone script, but you can also download the standalone script. And tutorial with basic usage. And yeah, I already have a command line reference with 4 commands list that is at an update for now. And I also have a glossary where I'm trying to explain all the terms that I'm using in the project. But one of the problems is with this is it's a very, very complex thing. There are a lot of moving parts, and just describing what is going on is one of the biggest things to do for this project. Okay, then we go on the home. In 5 minutes, the talk is over. Yeah. So quick start. We go to my console. So here, I have a folder. The folder is empty. We do a git init. Yeah, we do empty commit just to be safe. Or allow empty. Git status. Okay, empty. Nice. So now we want to add a sub-project. We copy this. Of course, I can also do sub-patch help. So here we are listing all the commands. We have add, update, status, and list. Now I'm pasting the command to integrate a sub-project. Now this will download it from GitHub, and it's already over. And it also prints some information what you can do now. So to inspect your changes, use git status and git diff stage. So we make a git status. What we see, this has added a lot of files. All the files from the subproject are now added to the superproject. We can also do a git diff. No, git diff is showing nothing because it's already staged. So we do git staged. And now we see all the changes from the upstream project. But we can also look at the config format. It's in the file.subpatch. And this is the git styled config format I'm talking about, subpatch. So here it's just subpatch, the path you're cloning into the URL of the upstream project and the revision you have integrated. But we are not finished because the changes are only staged in Git, it's not committed. So we do a commit at gtest blah. Now we edit it, git status, nothing to commit. And on the disk, we have the external folder where we Google test folder. And now you have added your subproject with subpatch. And subpatch status. We'll also list, we have in this repository, we now have one subproject at the location external Google test. It was integrated from that URL and revision that. So in fact, the data from the configuration. Okay, 2 minutes left. Maybe just one thing, so why I think subpatch will be easier to use than, for example, get submodules. One thing I have seen that in normal open software projects, open source projects, you have two kind of different developers. You have the occasional contributor or small contributor to a project, which is not maybe from the outside or cannot use Git very well, and you have the project maintainers. So they know the code base, they know all the tools, they are Git pros, and if you use Git submodules, then everyone has to use Git submodules. So the small contributor has to use it when he wants to download your project. They have to add git clone minus minus recursive blah, 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 submodules. And so if you use Git submodules, both people have to have the pain with Git submodules. So the small contributor and the maintainer. With subpatch, this will be different. Because subpatch is not a wrapper around Git. It's just a small addition to Git. So the small contributor, he will do or she will just git clone it from Git, from GitHub, get the source code, make a modification, push, tag, everything. He will never notice that the project is actually using or assembled from multiple sub-repositories. Only the maintainer who adds sub-projects will need to install subpatch and will have to use subpatch to update dependencies. So that's why I think subpatch will be easier to use and for other reasons than Git submodules, because small contributors will not have to deal with it. Only the maintainers who are more experienced will need to it. So then we come into the presentation and call to action again. So if you think it's a good idea, if you think it's a bad idea, please join the Matrix room, present your thoughts, open an issue in GitHub, or email me, or I will be outside right now after the talk, and yeah, come to me and talk to me about how we can make a better multi-repository management tool. Thanks.